But first this hour, the grassroots organization Save Our Schools is going to help in the effort to block dark money in future political campaigns. The group is already hoping to convince people to vote against an expansion of the state school voucher program. The Stop Dirty Money campaign would require public disclosure of the names of anyone who puts at least $10,000 into a campaign, whether for public office or a ballot measure. With us to explain Save Our Schools' decision is the group's spokesperson, Dawn Penich-Thacker. Dawn, good morning.
Good morning.
So why is Save Our Schools getting involved in this particular campaign?
You know, for Save Our Schools, dark money, dirty money, you know, this whole world of donors and you don't know who they are or why they're supporting something, that's very personal to us because those are the same powers that are behind pushing the voucher program in Arizona. And so there's that connection. But also, you know, we have this amazing network of volunteers who have experience circulating petitions, who care about issues in our state, and we just thought that we could help out that effort, which is also grassroots, also not funded by any big donors. And so we said, where is the place where we can make a big difference? And we think it's in helping to get disclosures around these massive contributions coming into the state.
In an organization like yours, in which people were really spread out across the state, how was a decision like that made in terms of, yes, we are going to support this measure, but we're not, for example, going to support the ballot proposition that would raise income taxes on high-earning Arizonans? Like, how is that decision actually made?
Well, so let me start with a clarification. We also have lots of volunteers who are doing both the Invest in Education Act that you're referring to, as well as the Outlaw Dirty Money, and we are helping connect all of them. So we actually are not drawing the same lines that I think, you know, some headlines are attempting to draw. But in terms of the decision-making around asking people to actually step up and help circulate petitions for Outlaw Dirty Money, again, they're a grassroots group just like we are. They have no funding coming in other than just local donors, just like Save Our Schools. And so we know how challenging that is when you don't have money coming to you, when you really are just relying on, you know, regular old Arizonans to circulate some petitions. And so we looked at all of the efforts across the state and we said, where could we do the most good? Who needs our kind of help the most? And we think that that's the disclosures effort.
Dawn, I'm certainly not asking this in a pejorative way, but is this a feeling that based on even with the Red for Ed effort and a lot of people talking about the influence of Save Our Schools and giving so much credit, even those who weren't backing the effort thought it was amazing how what a grassroots effort it was. Is this a time in some ways for a flexing of muscles in some sense by Save Our Schools to indicate that this is possible in Arizona? This isn't just a one-off that a group was able to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, I think that the entire Red for Ed movement that's been growing over the course of this year to the peak that we've seen this spring shows that this isn't a one-off. You know, I've talked to thousands of teachers, parents, retirees, regular Arizonans over the past year, and everyone says the same thing. Once I know what's actually going on at the legislature, once I know what's actually behind some of these policies or what's happening in our schools, you can't unknow that. You know, so it's not a flash in the pan. It's not a one-off. This is a real kind of, I think, cultural change in Arizona of people paying attention to issues, understanding them, and then saying, well, now I have to be part of a solution.
Dawn, do you think that the way that Save Our Schools went about referring the voucher expansion law to the ballot, can that be a model for other groups, whether or not your group specifically is working with them or not? Can that be a model that other groups trying to push other ballot measures or other ideas can use, do you think?
I think so. I mean, there are some, you know, steps that we took or, you know, some infrastructure that we put into place that is certainly replicable for all kinds of different issues. You know, a lot of times it's the underdog who doesn't have funding, who doesn't have a big, you know, history to their name that needs to kind of follow in the footsteps of someone else who did something. And we hope that that's the case. We've actually Save Our Schools has talked to, you know, pro public education groups in particular across the country who are saying, you know, we're fighting our own battles here. How did you do this? And we're always delighted to share what worked for us, because in the end, this is not about one organization or one brand name. This is about improving quality of life for everyone. And so however we can help do that, that's what we want to do.
All right. That's Dawn Penish Thacker with the group Save Our Schools. Dawn, good to talk to you. Thank you.
So great to talk to you. Thanks.